This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. I want to welcome everybody back from a little respite for the holiday weekend, and I'm going to welcome you back with a question. Why am I doing this? This might be a question that we ask ourselves on a regular basis, and it can apply to a lot of different things in our life. Why am I doing this? And we're going to apply it to a couple of things just as a reminder as to why, in fact, you are doing these things. Why am I being mindful of my physical health? I had a situation a couple of weekends ago where I was with my daughters and we spent a significant amount of our weekend doing physical things. We went ice skating. My daughter tried out for soccer, so we went and we played soccer at the field one day. And the next day, after we ice skated and we played soccer, she said, "Can we go back to the soccer field?" To which I said, "Sure." And I thought to myself after playing soccer with my daughter, I'm so glad I can do this. I'm so glad I'm in my early 40s, which by no stretch of the imagination would be considered old. But I'm just glad that I have the physical health to be able to do these things. And I think to myself, I want to be able to do these things for the foreseeable future. I want to be an older person, and when my kids or my grandkids want to do physical type things, like go for a walk or go someplace that requires a lot of walking or helping doing something that has to go up and down a lot of steps, I can do it. Because I'm mindful of my physical health. I'm getting to the age where I have to make some lifestyle changes for long-term sustainability. So you might ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why do I exercise? Why do I drink enough water? Why am I getting enough sleep? Why am I making sure to eat a little bit better and do negative things to my body less often? It's for the people in our life. And it's for the ability to spend time with them and do things with them and be able to participate in things that you want to participate in. There's a lot of people who have difficulty with their physical health. And those of us who don't, we want to be grateful for the fact that we can do these types of things, but we can also make choices where we don't have to worry about certain health type things if we make better choices. There may be things that come up that are out of our control, but if you ask yourself, why am I doing this? You're doing it so that you can have those moments where even though you're sore from the day before, you can still go to the soccer field with your kid or your grandkid or your niece or your nephew. You want to have that opportunity. So the answer to why are you doing that? Why are you being mindful of your physical health? It's so that you have the opportunity to do things later in life that you're going to want to do. Why am I trying? That might be a question that you ask yourself often. Why am I trying? It may apply to a lot of areas of your life. It may apply to why am I trying with certain people? Why am I trying at my job? Why am I doing things that in the short term may seem useless and nonsensical? Why am I bothering doing these things? Because I'm not seeing any benefits. As I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit more mindful of the concept of long game. And the fact that there are things that we do daily, weekly, even monthly that have to do with long-term benefits. And sometimes it is really not easy to see what the long-term benefit of a short-term decision is. But why are you trying with the people in your life? Because that's the kind of person you are. Because you want to have positive interactions with people, regardless of how they treat you or regardless of how they handle their business. You want to be in a place where you can always be satisfied with the way that you handled an interaction or you handled a relationship with another person, whether it's somebody close to you, somebody at your job, somebody you interact with infrequently, whatever the case may be. Why are you trying? Because that's the kind of person that you want to be. Why am I trying at my job? I might not be going anywhere. Because ultimately, everything we do is experience. If we succeed at something, it's experience. If we fail at something, it's experience. And it's something that later on in life we can draw from when we have an experience that we may not know what the outcome is going to be, but we have a decent idea because we've been through something similar to it in our past. So we try because we want to get to a place in the future where when something happens, we have a sense of what the outcome may be, or someone may come to us for some sort of advice or direction or guidance, and we are able to provide them with a sense of what may happen or what they could do based on the experience that we had. So that's why we're trying. Why do we try with people? Because that's the kind of people that we want to be. Why do we try at our job? Because in the future, we might have the opportunity to do something better or different based on the experience that we've had in the past. Sometimes we feel like our efforts as people go unnoticed or go by the wayside because there's not acknowledgement of the types of things we are doing. One of the things that I've learned is doing things oftentimes goes very unnoticed, at least in the beginning. But when we find ourselves in places where we do things for other people, we may not even know what the impact is of what it is we're doing because A, the person or group of people will probably never tell us what that impact is. Or B, human beings are very concrete creatures. We want to see results. We do something nice for someone and we want to know that that person appreciated it. And sometimes we want to know that right away. Oftentimes we don't. Oftentimes we will not see the benefit of the things that we've done for a very long time. So you might ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I bothering? I really think it all boils down to as you gain a little bit of experience and you get a little bit older, you realize that you do the things you do because being a good person is important to most people. And oftentimes, those unnoticed things are the things that we do that people will never know about or that people will never thank us for or acknowledge that we even did. Sometimes we do a lot of these things. Sometimes we do things and we're expecting some sort of return and we honestly never get it. And some people get frustrated with that. So if you're getting frustrated with doing things for people or for trying in a relationship, for trying at your job, for trying to be mindful of your physical health, for example, and you're not seeing any long-term benefits, recognize that if you make it about becoming a better person overall, physically, mentally, emotionally, it really is about growth. Why do we do these things? Because we want to grow. Because we want to grow as people. And when we're young, we see a lot of benefits and we see a lot of results of that growth. We emotionally and physically and mentally grow at an exponential rate from the time we are children through adolescence. And then we become adults. And that growth maybe, I don't want to say slows down, but I think noticing the results slows down a little bit because it's not at the rate that it was before. Adulthood is long. It starts at 18 and it goes to the end. And there's a lot of things that happen. And there's a lot of things we try. And there's a lot of things that we do. And we may not necessarily see the benefit of those things right away. But long term, we want to find ourselves in a position where we are growing as people, where we are being mindful of our physical health so that we can grow into a person that approaches later age and has the physical capability to do the things that we want to do. We try with people because we want to have lasting relationships. And we want people to recognize and realize that we are going to be there for them. And oftentimes we are there for people, even if they're not there for us. Because what we want to do is we want to be mindful of the kind of person that we want to be and not attach that to acknowledgement from other people or some sort of benefit that's going to come in the future. The benefit should be that you recognize that you're a good person and that regardless of how someone treats you or regardless of if somebody recognizes what it is that you're doing, you're going to do those things anyway. And professionally, we try and we put our best foot forward because we believe that we are going to grow professionally in such a way that sometime in the future, we're going to get an opportunity that we are going to look back on maybe struggles we've had or difficult situations we had or successes or failures, and we're going to be able to draw on every one of those things in order for us to be able to come the type of professional that we want to be in the future. And we are going to be able to pay it forward to other people who may be coming up in those ranks and may be experiencing the same types of things we did. We would be able to provide that guidance and that path to be able to become the type of professional that we've always aspired to be. So if you ask yourself the question, why am I doing this? You're doing this to grow. You're doing this to learn. You try because you want to have the experience of maybe some failure so that you can have success in the future. Why am I taking care of myself? Because we want to be here and participate in the lives of the people that we care about the most, our children, our family, our friends. Why do we try with people even if we don't receive any type of acknowledgement from them? Because ultimately, we want to make sure that we are growing into the type of person that we want to be, regardless of if that growth or acknowledgement comes from other people. And why do we try as professionals? Because we are ultimately going to get to that experience of being able to accomplish what it is we've been working towards, basing on all of the experience we've had for us to get to where we want to be. And to see all these things and be mindful of all these things, you have to pay attention.